Manaʻolaiep has surfed the opportunities available for a rising fashion designer in Hawaii, and he's made the most of them. Let's see how he did it.
A lot of my beginning actually started at home on the Big Island. Yeah, mostly with mom.
Manaʻolaiep grew up in the hula world. His mother's a kumuhula, and he remembers as a child gathering plants, leaves, dirt, other materials to make fabric dyes, costumes, and implements.
And I used a lot of family ancestral traditions through costume making and implement making and fusing it, and now seeing today how valuable all of those early lessons were for me.
Yep was drawn to making ohe kapala, the bamboo stamps used for printing kapa. Carving bamboo lends itself to geometric patterns, diagonals, diamonds, chevrons, and other shapes, nothing like florals or Maori tattoo designs. Yep adapted his patterns for fabric printing and there had the basis for a new look. I caught his mother, Nani Lim Yep, at a showing of Manaʻola's latest work.
The muʻumuʻu was something that was part of our history, yeah, and it just dated everybody to that time. You know, those big flower prints, you know, they have their time and their place in our history, and that's a good place. But he wanted to bring Hawaiian fashion, to change it, really, to turn it on its head, really, and try to use patterns that were native use of ohe kapala, printed patterns, and make modern-day dresses.
To imagine these fashions, think Game of Thrones. In the new line, flowing garb in rich browns and forest greens shot with gold. And there's menswear, collared shirts to tank tops and smoking jackets. Last November, Manaʻola showed in Hawaii Fashion Week at the Hawaii Convention Center.
Just the amount of professionalism and what they offered our local designers here in Hawaii was incredible.
Through that event, you sparked.
Exactly.
Manaʻola attracted the attention of Oxford Fashion Studios, a London-based company with shows in all four major fashion capitals. They'd reviewed 8,000 portfolios and chosen 26 designers. Manaʻola was invited to hit the runway for New York Fashion Week next week.
You know, if our monarch was still in power right now, and I as a native designer had to dress these celebrities, right, in these iconic monarch figures, how would I do it? And our ali'i were always into traveling the world. You know, they were into popular culture, so I wanted to put that together and see how I would style them around the world.
Hawaii's ali'i had amazing savoir-faire, and ohe kapala prints look almost like houndstooth on lambskin stiletto heels. Look out! Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.